opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Iceland.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Allworth, and this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you have any news for us today?
Yes, I do. So, a tattoo artist in El Paso posted a video last week of strange electrical activity in the notoriously haunted Paso del Norte Hotel. Filmed from the outside of the hotel, lights can be seen flickering in one particular window while the rest of the building remains conspicuously dark. One of the most famous stories of the hotel involves a bride left at the altar hurling herself from the upper floors. Her ghost is said to still inhabit the building. While there are, of course, many other explanations for the video, there is something quietly eerie about a single light turning on and off in a dark and empty hotel in the middle. The night. A couple that purchased Harrisville, the famously haunted house that inspired 2013's The Conjuring, say they are experiencing paranormal activity. One said, "We had doors opening, footsteps, and knocks. I've had a hard time staying there by myself. I don't have a feeling of anything evil, but it's very busy. You can tell there's a lot of things going on in the house." Well, if you purchase a haunted house, being haunted does seem like what would happen. In the 1970s, the Perrin family was living in the house and sought the help of Ed and Lorraine Warren after experiencing a series of increasingly disturbing events. Lastly, I'm sure you've all already heard about the Area 51 Facebook event. Some people created an event, Storm Area 51, on September 20th, they can't catch us, all of us, as a joke, and it became an internet meme. That's kind of all there is to it. No one is actually storming Area 51. Although, if anyone does show up, I think I left something in deep containment. It's a little black pyramid marked with a red X. If you find it, please don't open it. Just send it to the radio station. It's KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Back to you, Chauncey.
I'm not sure Carl's going to be happy about that delivery.
I mean, it's fine as long as no one looks at it or thinks about it.
Or opens it or tells anyone they have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, so, you know, the Area 51.
I'll come 51, in on the Monday and I'll get it, okay? It'll be fine.
You know, this just says something about the world we live in, that somebody proposed this Area 51 storming.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people took to it. You know,
yeah, 250,000 people signed up.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of those people, like, if I had signed up, I would have signed up, you know, like, yeah, you know, I wouldn't show up.
A lot of those people, I'm sure it's all of the people, basically.
Right. but, I mean, it shows you what times we live in, because not only is it weird that we feel the need to storm this place to get information from our government.
Absolutely.
Many people feel this way. But it's also a little weird that, I mean, how many of the comments based around this are pointing out how quickly we would all die? I mean, it is a base, isn't it?
I don't think that's 250,000 people. That's three times the size of Reading. So, like, if they all showed up, I don't think the military could stop them.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
some of
how it would go.
Alien nerds, man, like me. I mean, have you seen how we're built? We're slow-moving large targets.
It doesn't matter. It's just a wall of bodies, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
But, I mean, what would actually happen, even if, you know, that many people did show up fully committed to storming the place, is, you know, a few hundred would die in a hail of bullets and bombs, and the rest would run.
Yeah,
if the rest didn't run, they would probably prevail, but, it takes...
Stick to it if it's.
Well, right. They train
some gusto only your grandpa had.
They train soldiers for years to, like, not run.
Right.
And it's still, like, a 50-50 chance, totally. You know, when their allies start getting shot, you know.
Right.
So just some random people probably not going to be able to.
Well, my daughter is 18 now, so I've been trained for 18 years not to run.
Oh, okay. That's a grim joke. Start the day.
All right, The Hauntings, man. I like this. You know, the first one, I'm all interested. I'm all, oh, cool, The Haunting. And then you hit The Conjuring. And,
yeah.
Of course, the movie guy that I am. That movie was absolutely awesomely terrifying.
I've never seen it, but I saw it. I'm like, oh, good. A story that Chauncey will have something to say about, because I do not.
You need to watch this movie. You like some of this creepy stuff.
That's true.
This movie is good, man.
Okay.
And I don't know how based in fact it is, you know.
So I was reading up on it, and it seems like they took really very few liberties, because basically all the people it happened to were involved in the film.
Well, they took a lot of liberties with the appearance of the Annabelle doll, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. But in terms of the actual events that happened at this house,
right?
Like, the Warrens and the family that it happened to were all like consultants on the film.
Yeah.
So it's probably more true to the story than a lot of other, like, real-life horror things.
Right. The doll in real life looks like Raggedy Ann. It doesn't look like a marionette sort of thing from that movie Dead Silence, you know?
No, I thought, I haven't seen it, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the doll was, like, the case that the Warrens were coming from, dealing with this doll, but it...
No, I'm... Yes, yeah. The doll is referenced in the movie, but it's not what the movie is about.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a couple of ghosts referenced in the movie, you know, that they've actually spun off, like, the Nun and the Umbrella thing, and, you know, there's a few spin-offs from it.
Jeez. As far as paranormal investigators go, I tell you, the Warrens must have been some of the most financially successful ever.
Yeah, I don't
know. What with all these movies spun off their investigations?
Well, I think they're both dead, so they're
yeah, they are. I reported on that a while ago, but, you know.
Yeah, and who's the director? Same guy that directed Iron Man?
Oh, gosh darn it.
I'm getting him mixed up with John Woo.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter.
Who's an action director and did Face Off.
Oh, John Favreau, however you say it.
No, it's the last name is closer with my guess of John Woo.
Oh, okay.
All right, so today we have one of our favorite topics coming on. We have, I'm going to read this directly so that we get it all. We get James Keenan, and the topic is Ancient Anomalies Pointing to Past Worldwide Catastrophic Events.
Ooh.
Basically, catastrophic events in the past that have weird business going on around them that really doesn't line up.
I'm into it.
I am totally into it. As everyone who knows me knows, you know, this is definitely my favorite topic. So spending my evening talking about ancient aliens. Oh, I got to tell you, before we come up on commercial break, as I was walking out the door, my wife was reading on Facebook, and a bunch of people were posting about an oddly blurry cloud. So,
I didn't hear anything about the oddly blurry cloud.
Yeah, that all the other clouds were, like, crisp, but there's this one floating in the middle that's, like, oddly blurry.
Well, stop the presses.
Well, I don't know, Nibiru.
It's clearly Nibiru.
You know, I mean, there's all sorts of things that it could be.
It's the government using its cloud blurification technology.
Cloud blurification technology?
Yeah. They don't know what it's for, but they built it, and they're testing it.
Yeah, CBT, not to be mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
All
now
right.
I'm going to get whacked for mentioning the blurifying machines on the radio, you know.
All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we're going to be talking to James Keenan about ancient anomalies pointing to past wide world catastrophic events right here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Since she was a a jewel of